Bananas are the world's most popular fruit. Americans eat nearly 27 pounds per person every year. But they're in grave danger from a deadly fungus that could destroy most of the world's crops. A company in research, Triangle Park, is trying to save the banana through gene editing. Bradley George reports.
When it comes to growing bananas, RTP may not be the first place that pops in your head. But Matt DeLeo has a greenhouse full of them.
Wow.
So,
it smells like a flower nursery in here. It's
just
kind of a very floral
smell. Yeah. So this room contains a large number of wild species of bananas and basically heirloom varieties.
DeLeo is vice president of research and development at Elo Life Systems. That's ELO, a biotechnology company that's exploring how gene editing can improve fruits and vegetables. This greenhouse is packed floor to ceiling with banana trees. You've got a duct to keep the giant leaves from hitting your face. Some of the bananas are yellow, some are green, some are tiny and pink. DeLeo says they all share an important trait.
Many of these are naturally resistant to the TR4 fungus.
TR4, also known as Fusarium oxysporum or Panama disease, is a kind of fungus that attacks banana trees at the roots, killing the fruit. Since 2019, it's been spreading through Central and South America. This is where the Cavendish banana is grown. It's the variety you'll find at your local grocery store. Matt DeLeo and his colleagues at Elo think they've found the solution to making a TR4-resistant Cavendish banana. It's called molecular farming, basically a form of gene editing.
And so this is our discovery lab. Everything in this
just
lab
upstairs from the greenhouse, DeLeo walks through a maze of laboratories where dozens of scientists are hunched over workstations and microscopes. Their task is to understand how genes affect plant traits, like how the Cavendish banana is susceptible to the TR4 fungus.
And so one of the challenges about plants is that they grow very slow. It takes a long time to work with them. And so we look for every opportunity we can to compress timelines so that we can make better plants in as short as time as possible.
In this case, it's taking genes from those bananas in the greenhouse and editing them into the DNA of the Cavendish.
Bananas contain 30,000 different genes, and each one of these genes helps the banana to do one thing that it needs to grow and survive in the environment. And what we do is we find those single genes that are broken that make the banana susceptible to this disease, and we go in and we fix that single gene.
There are more than 1,000 banana species in the world, and many, like those we met in the greenhouse, are resistant to TR4. But they don't produce enough fruit to feed the world's appetite. In 2020, Elo entered into a partnership with Dole, one of the world's largest fruit producers, to develop a banana that's resistant to TR4 and just happens to look and taste like the ones consumers are used to. Matt DeLeo, the VP of research at Elo, leads us back downstairs to another banana greenhouse. There are just a few plants spread out in a room the size of a closet.
So these are a mix of different gene-edited plants that we've made. We expect some to be resistant and some won't be resistant, and this is how we identify which ones can withstand the disease.
DeLeo says Dole is ready to test Elo's bananas on Dole's farms in Honduras, but it'll be a few years before they're ready for mass production. Elo isn't the only company wrestling with the TR4 menace. Dole's main rival, Chiquita, is also working on a fungus-resistant banana. Even the United Nations is involved. Its Food and Agriculture Organization hosted a World Banana Forum in Rome last month to come up with a global strategy to fight TR4. It's not just a matter of satisfying the palates of everyday consumers. For farmers in banana-producing nations, their very livelihoods are at stake. Bradley George, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.